There is a lot of chaos in healthcare these days as President Trump takes steps to dismantle Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. In the meantime, with healthcare spending rising faster than inflation, the state Senate today rolls out a bill aimed at reducing hospital readmissions, unnecessary emergency room use, while increasing transparency around prescription drug pricing. Joining us now to talk about this is State Senate President Stan Rosenberg. Good morning, Senator, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Senator, you and other State House leaders supported a health care cost containment law just a few years ago. What still needs to be done or what needs to be redone?
So that was a very good effort. It's still unfolding, and it is making a difference in our health care system, but it's one of the five largest industries in Massachusetts. And it's an extremely costly program here, both in state government, absorbing 42% of the state budget, and also in our businesses and even personal home budgets. So we're trying to find efficiencies without compromising access or quality so that we can get people the health care they need at an affordable price, and also improve outcomes if we can. So we set out and consulted with a half a dozen states, and we have identified some things we're not doing in Massachusetts yet that other states are doing to preserve access, quality, improve outcomes, and bring down costs.
On the subject of prices, sometimes insurers pay doctors and hospitals as much as four times more than competitors for the same MRI or a routine childbirth. Is it time to set prices or a cap on how much clinics can charge for those things, charge for an MRI?
We think the market is not working well, and we want to give the market a chance to solve this problem. If it can't solve the problem, then the next step would be, as Maryland has done, state regulation. And we have a very cooperative, collaborative system here in Massachusetts, and our businesses work very well together with our providers. We have to take the next step, and we're asking them through this legislation to identify market solutions. And if within a reasonable period of time that doesn't occur and people aren't satisfied, then we'll have to look at the next step, which is government regulation.
What about curbing spending? Mass health spending is expected to increase more than 6% this year, which is four or five times faster than other state revenue. How would your proposals curb spending, mass health spending?
So we're looking at spending across the board, not just mass health, but you are correct. Mass health is a huge cost center. So we're looking at things like mobile integrated health, so that we can reduce the number of times people end up in an ambulance going to the emergency room rather than getting some help at home. We can use telemedicine more here in Massachusetts than is being done, and there's also a lot of red tape.
Is it time for Massachusetts to move toward a single-payer plan or Medicare for all, and does the Senate bill begin to or get into that at all?
In the budget process this year, the Senate included a provision which did make it to the governor's desk and was signed into law to study a public option here in Massachusetts. And by the time this bill that we're talking about now gets on the governor's desk, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple more provisions that gave the opportunity to update, for example, the cost benefit of moving to a system that is has fewer providers overall. When I say providers, I mean fewer insurance doors that you can walk through, and there may even be other ideas on the table.
You know, all this is going to take place up at the State House with the backdrop of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, crumbling, partly because of the, or maybe largely in some people's opinions, because of the actions of President Trump. So how does this state debate fit into all that?
We have to do what we have to do for our own people, and we continue to lead in that way, and we'll hope that the federal government will get their act together. Their lack of attention to providing stable quality access is really going to compromise the health and the finances of individuals, families, and businesses all across the country. This is really a travesty.
State Senate President Stan Rosenberg, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today in advance of this new rollout.
Thank you for the opportunity.